You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Are you ready to break some new ground this year, 2026? It is our year to release the old and embrace the new, and it is time to break
new ground.
Breaking new ground is significant that there is a vision that's getting ready to unfold. We've all seen the commercials and such when they're getting ready to build and they put the shovel in the ground and the person has a hard hat on and they've probably never held a shovel before in their life, right? They have their business suit on and they put the hard hat on them and they have the shovel and then they break the ground. Yeah. It's signifying that there's a vision getting ready to unfold. You know, they're not the one that's going to do the building, but they believe that there's a vision getting ready to unfold. And then God has each and every part that is needed for it to come to pass. He has it already ready. He has the people who are to come to lay the foundation. He has the people who are to come to do the frame and the electric and the plumbing. The plumber's not doing the electricity. The electrician is doing the electricity. The HVAC tech is coming in and saying everybody has their part. And the person who is breaking the ground with the shovel, they're just showing that they simply believe. They're not the one that has to carry the heavyweight and do the job. They're not the one who drew the blueprint. They're the one that is saying that I believe that something is about to transpire and I'm breaking this ground to signify my belief. So what is our role? Our role is to believe. When we believe, then we use our gifts to serve. God will show us where to go and what to do in order to continually build his kingdom here in the earth.
So this year, you set aside quiet time, quiet devotional time, and seek God and what he will have you to do. Now, if you set aside quiet time and seeking God and his plan and purpose and vision for your life in 2026, and for all our listeners who are listening to our voice and Make Your Day Count, my encouragement or our encouragement, all three of us here, that Pastor Diane, Pastor Emily, and myself will encourage you that in this year to get a journal, get a book, a journal, and quietly set aside time to ask God, what will he have you to do this year? Lord, what will you have me to do? I am sick and tired of me doing what I want to do. This time, I want to do the things that you want me to do. And I will tell you, he will tell you, and you will get up and start to break some new ground. It will move you into your area, and you would never think that you could get into those areas. But, you know, when God... tell Moses to go to Egypt to break some new ground. He said, Lord, I can't speak. I'm not qualified. Pick somebody else other than me. There are a lot of things that you think you're not qualified to do. God is saying this morning, you're more than qualified. Mm-hmm. So set aside some time before this month end and says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a journal. I'm going to listen to God as he speak to me. How does God speak? Through his word. Again, we've been teaching this for years now. It says, all those God speak through his word. So God speak to me, open up his word. He'll speak to you. Have you ever, anyone out there under the sound of my voice here, have you ever been reading the scripture? You read a scripture, nothing happened. And then that particular day, you open up that Bible and you start to read it, and whoo, the light comes. Mm-hmm. That's God. He just speak to you. The light shine. It comes. This verse jumped off the page and it become you.
It keeps calling you back.
That's exactly.
Read me again.
Yes. It's you. You can't get that verse out of your mm-hmm. mind. That's how you know God is speaking. God speak through his word. When that word is on you, in you, and you can't get rid of it, that's it. Mm-hmm. Go do it. Mm-hmm. Then now do exactly what that word says. You go out and do exactly what it says. And then now you're in the center and the will of God. Yes.
In Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 20, it says, now when he was asked, talking about Jesus, he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come.
Yeah.
He answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. So the Pharisees now, they're well studied and versed. They have a reputation and such. And they're asking, hey, you know, they're asking Jesus, when is the kingdom of God coming? And Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. The Pharisees had invested a lot of time in observation, in watching, in analyzing different things. Jesus told them, look, it's not see here, see there. He said, for indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. So we were, you know, talking earlier off the air about a gym. Mm. If when you go into a gym, you could stand in there and you could observe every person. You could observe every machine. You can know the dynamics and all the insight of how the machines work. You can know everything there is to know about output and input with calories and muscle mass and all these different fitness theories and all these different stuff. You could observe all day. But there's not going to be any impact, any health increase in you until you start doing something.
Yes.
Right? He said, the kingdom of God is within you. So health is also within us. A lot of times we're looking at health from the outside. Oh, doctor, give me a pill.
Yes.
Oh, doctor, give me this. But really, the health is from within us. The kingdom of God is within us. So just like the person who is observing at the gym, they're not going to increase or benefit from anything that's in there until they start to do it. Obviously, they can't start to do it all at once, right? So just like what Pastor was saying, little by little, you begin to do what you can do. You begin to work at the level you can work. Maybe you're exhausted after 10 minutes, but next time you come in and you could give it 11 minutes. And then by the end of the month, you could give it 20 minutes. And you see that you're building your endurance. You're developing from the inside. The output is being developed from the inside, being willing to try, being willing to do. So God, he gives you a direction. Well, go ahead and do it, because either it's going to succeed or you're going to learn what you need to do to be more successful next time. You know, there's really no lose. So you're going to try it, and it's either going to succeed right then, or you're going to learn how to perfect the process so that next time or the next time or the next time it will work. So we're so, you know, don't want to see the longevity of time. Things take place over time.
That's
right. We try to rush too much. You know, and a person could go in the gym and they could do every machine. But if they only do it one day, there's not going to be any lasting results. It's consistency over time that produces results.
That's exactly. You're there. Consistency. Mm-hmm. Things just don't happen. Mm-hmm. For me, it's things that happen in my life because of repetition, good or bad. Mm-hmm. If I keep repeating the bad, then the bad keep happening.
Keeps growing.
That's it. There's no rocket science. Mm-hmm. If I keep repeating the good, the good keep happening. So I have to make that quality decision to choose not to do the bad and do the good. And as long as I'm doing the good, I don't have to worry about the bad. I just choose to do the good. You do the good, then you're okay. You do the bad, then it will happen. Exactly, the result coming. That's why I understood now the word of God work. It work when you do it. It work when you do it, right?
You have to have also determination. And I just want to tell you a little story. Again, this is my testimony. Pastor and I were in Jamaica, and we were in a mountain that had extremely steep hills.
Yes.
So we decided to walk down this very steep hill one day. And, of course, we had to come back. So we came back, and I'm telling you, I was dying. I had to stop at least 3 or 4 times before I reached the top of the hill. And I said, I made it. And his sister was laughing, you know. But I thought to myself, now, wait a minute. Pastor didn't have to stop. Why did I have to stop? So I was determined to keep on doing it and to try to make it up that very steep hill without stopping. And I'm here to testify that I did it every single day consistently. And sometimes I went twice. And by the end of our stay, I was able to climb that very steep hill without stopping and without getting out of breath. By the end of our stay. And why? Because I was determined. I said, now this is the way I want it to be. And I did it. And that's how I am now. I am so determined. And we have to have that determination in order to succeed in life. And I know it's hard, but you know, when you reap the results and you feel so good and we stand on what is right and we put good stuff in, good stuff comes out, you know, like Pastor was saying. And so I'm here to tell you that I know what it's like to love sweets. I know what it's like to love my pasta. Believe me, I do. But I also experience now how I feel because I followed the pastor's teaching and what he taught me in the word. And I can honestly say that if we do the do's, we don't have to worry about the don'ts.
That's it. We end in this morning program by it, man. Guys, we love you. And all we said, just do the do's. If you do the do's, then you don't have to worry about all these don'ts. Just pick some things that you're going to do and just do them. And then you're okay.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat this crisis. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that hope is real, help is available, and recovery is possible. If you or a veteran you know is in distress, don't wait. Reach out to emergency services immediately. That's from veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill in Cocoa. For more info, visit them on the web at doubleeaglesawmill.com. McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 20